The Citizens Review Board began a hearing Tuesday on CMPD's internal exoneration of the officer who fatally shot 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott last year. The hearing is expected to take at least 2 days. All of the testimony will be in closed session. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glynn reports.
Before the hearing got underway, the city clerk made sure everyone involved had signed confidentiality forms. No one is allowed to discuss what is said during the hearing as required by state law when a personnel matter is involved. In this case, the personnel issue is whether Officer Brentley Vinson should have been disciplined for fatally shooting Keith Lamont Scott last September. Just inside the hearing room doorway, two activists held signs calling for justice and police accountability. Cassandra Otley says she was also there to support members of the Citizens Review Board.
We want to support them because we have questionable cases that we still don't have answers on. So we need them to step up, and we need a message to be sent to Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department to let them know that excessive force and killing people is just not acceptable. So I feel like, you know, there is some hope.
The attorneys for the CMPD and Scott family were on hand to give opening statements, question and cross-examine witnesses, and present video taken by the police and Scott's wife. Police said Scott was sitting in his vehicle and had marijuana and a gun in his possession at a University City apartment complex. They said he had a gun in his hand when he got out of his vehicle and was shot by Vinson. The shooting sparked protest in University City and uptown. The district attorney's office did not press charges against Vinson. In April, CMPD officials said the shooting was justified and that Vinson would not be disciplined. The Citizens Review Board got involved after Scott's family challenged CMPD's finding. In June, the board ruled that substantial evidence of error existed to warrant this week's fact-finding hearing. Charlotte-Mecklenburg NAACP President Corinne Mack waited outside as the hearing was underway.
CRB is in the limelight, and so I'm happy about that. But I'll be even more happier if it comes out that they found that the decisions made were unsubstantiated and that there's a need for a deeper investigation.
One activist on hand called for protest as the hearing plays out. Mack advised against it.
Let's see what happens, and then we have direct action.
Okay.
Because we need to get somewhere.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah. It gets us nowhere.
No, it doesn't.
Mack says she is looking for tangible change, not protest, because she says the hearing is much bigger than Keith Lamont Scott. Any decision by the review board is only a recommendation. If the board rules that CMPD erred, Chief Kerr Putney could reverse his previous decision. If Putney were to stick by his decision, the city manager could overrule him. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glynn.